Under current state law, someone wrongfully convicted can get $5,000 per year of incarceration, capped at $25,000. Two Democratic and one Republican state legislator now plan to bring Wisconsin's compensation in line with the federal amount of $50,000 per year of incarceration with no cap. Efforts to boost the compensation began in 2003 when Stephen Avery was exonerated after spending 18 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit. But support waned after Avery was convicted of murder just 4 years after his release. The co-director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, Keith Finley, says in addition to more money, this new law would require the state to help those who are wrongfully convicted to rebuild their lives.
If you're exonerated, what that means is the court has recognized you're innocent, therefore severs all custodial authority over the individual. So the Department of Corrections no longer has any authority to do anything for this person, and there's no other system in place to make up for that. This bill corrects that problem.
If passed, the bill would provide exonerees with housing and job training assistance and access to health care. Under current law, ex-offenders who did commit their crimes get more help from the state after release than people who were wrongfully held in prison. The bill would provide the new compensation amount and assistance retroactively to people who were exonerated since 2006. Backers of the bill say they hope to hold hearings on it in January. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.